Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Every 10 years since 1790, the federal government of the United States conducts a census of the country's population, which includes a headcount of the people living in the country, in addition to a distribution breakdown of where those people live. The U.S. Constitution created the census in order to figure out how many seats in the House of Representatives and how much federal funding each state will get. The census asks questions about every member of each household in America, including their sex, age, stated race, and relationship to each other. Here are some key takeaways from the 2020 U.S. Census, now that the results are in. The U.S. population grew slowly between 2010 and 2020, from 308.7 million to 331.4 million people. That's an increase of 22.7 million. But it's a percentage increase in total population of only 7.4%. This percentage increase in total population of only 7.4% rivals the Great Depression's for slow growth. In contrast, for example, the period between 1950 and 1960 saw an 18.5% increase in the total U.S. population. Fewer children were born in the past decade than usual, and the percentage of the U.S. population under the age of 18 declined by almost 1.5%. Children now make up about 22% of the population, although that varies by factors like region. The population in the Northeast is only 20% children, while in the Southeast, it's 22.5%. American families have become more multiracial, or are at least describing themselves as such. Among the non-Hispanic population alone, there was a 127% jump in people who identified as multiracial. And among the Hispanic population, it was even higher. The number of Hispanic Americans who identify as multiracial grew from 3 million to 20.3 million, a whopping 576% increase. Americans who identify as multiracial still only make up around 4% of the population, but this spike is significant. It's possible that it has to do with an increase in multiracial families, Americans reporting their race differently, or something about the design of the 2020 census that caused people to answer questions differently than before, or possibly all three. Along with this, for the first time on record, the white population of the United States, the largest racial group in the country, shrank, falling from 64% of the population in 2010 to 58% in 2020. Meanwhile, the Hispanic and Asian populations grew. As of 2020, one in four Americans identified as either Hispanic or Asian. According to demographers, a part of the reason for the declining numbers of white Americans has to do with their age. The median age of white people in 2019 was 44 years, compared with 30 years for Hispanic people and 38 years for the American population overall. This has to do with declining birth rates, but also the baby boomer generation moving into their 60s and 70s. The growth in the U.S. happened almost exclusively in urban areas over the past decade. People flocked from rural to metropolitan counties. Even in states that are growing rapidly, like Georgia and North Carolina, the rural areas shrank in population. Interestingly, a retirement community in Florida called the Villages was the fastest growing metro area in the country, seeing 39% growth between 2010 and 2020. Phoenix, Arizona overtook Philadelphia as the fifth largest city in America, its population growing 11% in the past decade. Similarly, Dallas and Houston, Texas are two of the fastest growing cities in the country. These are just a few numbers from the census. We'll have to stay tuned to see what lawmakers choose to do with this information. Today's episode is based on the article, 8 Fascinating Findings from the 2020 Census on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.